Sorry.
Welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from the year 2004.
I don't do 2001 number four.
Is it 2001?
Yeah, because yeah, it's 2021.
I'll change it. Where we watch cult TV from 2001 number four. Today we're here with Gypsy.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hello.
Angus has gone missing. No, there he is.
Hello.
We're here with Jeanette.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hi.
Alex.
Hey.
And Angus again. Oh, he's there.
Okay. Going in a circle doesn't work if you break the circle.
Yeah.
I know. You're moving about. He's on the move. So today we're watching Astro Boy. And whose choice was that? That was yours, Lisa. No, it was Mackenzie's. What's Astro Boy?
He's a boy. He used to be a boy, but his dad made him into a robot.
He used to be a boy, but now he's a robot. Ah.
Why did Ted turn him into a robot?
His real name used to be Toby, but when he's a superhero, his name is Astro Boy.
Ah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In Japan, they called him the Mighty Atom.
his Japanese name is Tetsuwana Tomu.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
What do you like about Astro Boy?
Saved the day.
You like that he saved the day?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what makes that any different from any other superhero show that you've watched?
Can he, like, fly like Superman?
Yeah.
How does he fly?
He can fly with his hands because he can fly with his legs too.
So he's like Iron Man?
Well, not like that. If you watch it, fire comes out of it because it's a robot.
Oh, his feet.
Oh, okay.
It's a robot.
Right, so he's not like Iron Man.
No.
Oh, okay. Can he do anything else? Can he just fly?
Laser beams out of his eyes.
Laser beams, huh?
And see through himself.
He can see through himself.
He's got X-ray vision.
Oh, okay.
And most importantly, he's a little boy and he's got a big heart.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's a robot. You realise that contradicts it, right?
And that's the whole point of the story. So just to put a little bit of it into perspective, Dr. Tenma's one of the greatest robot scientists in the world.
That's his dad.
And he had a son called Toby who was tragically killed. And so he...
By a robot,
depending on the version that you watch. And so he creates a boy robot that looks like his son, but is obviously way more powerful and has all of these abilities. Mm-hmm. And at first he tries to raise him as his son, but then he realizes he's just too powerful and basically horribly disowns him. And so then he goes on and... It's a bit of a sad story, but he then goes on and does great things and he solves problems and stuff. So the episodes we're watching are from the 1980 anime series.
Mm-hmm.
There's also series from back in, I think it's 1963, the old black and white series.
Yeah, 63 to 66.
There was a reboot that was created in 2003, which I'm not as big a fan of, and there was a movie in 2009. What do you think of the movie, Kenzie?
It was good.
Yeah. Do you like the TV show or the movie more, or?
I like both of them.
You like both of them? Yeah, she's a big fan of both of these. So yeah. I introduced her to the TV series and she took to it straight away. And I grew up with this TV series because I was born in 1980. So that's my age. Yeah, so I grew up watching the series and I loved it too because he was like this sweet boy with this big heart, but he also had all these powers. And sometimes his power is choosing not to fight or not to destroy things, you know, and it's quite in-depth. But, well, it was originally from a manga back in the 1950s. It was then turned into the animated series. Like I said, in Japanese, his name's Tetsuwana Tomo, which is the Mighty Atom, like you said. He does get around in a pair of black Speedos and red knee-high boots, which is kind of a little bit controversial, but, you know.
Not really. That's just red from Powerpuff Girls.
The creator of Astro Boy, or Mighty Atom, is known as the Japanese Disney. He's massive. He also liked to include
Tezuka.
I was just about to try and look it up. And he tried to put a bit more kind of moral content in his episodes and his stories. And
sounds like Battle Angel Alita.
I don't know. Yeah. But, well, not only is he called the Japanese Walt Disney, but he's also called the father of manga because a lot of his manga were some of the first big ones. I can't even tell you how many times she said to me today that she is so excited that she picked this episode. She picked this episode and she's very excited about being a contributing member member of the team today.
So you were born in 80 and I was born in 63, and that's when the previous one started. So I did in fact watch the previous one, but I did watch the earlier black and white one. But it came out much later, at least in my lifetime, it seemed to come out later than other things like Marine Boy and other things like that. So I didn't really watch it as much because I'd already watched those things and I've moved on by the time it actually turned up in Australia.
That's it. And I believe the English-speaking version came out, I think, 82, 83, and I think you'll see on the episodes, it's first season, but it says 82 on the intro, but I think it's 1980 because it's the Japanese version, and this is dubbed over from the Japanese.
So there were three series and a movie. I liked the movie. I haven't watched Astro Boy for a very long time.
So you watched the movie?
I've seen the movie, it was really good. I really liked it.
I held off watching the movie for a very long time because I was like, it's going to ruin my memory of the show, like it's not going to be as good and everything like that, and then I watched it with her and I don't mind it. We've watched it many times since then.
Okay, so who else has watched Astro Boy? Have you seen it, Jeanette, or?
I probably watched one or two episodes of the reboot, the 2003 reboot.
That was computer animated, wasn't it?
And that's it.
Alex, have you watched
any? No, I haven't seen a single episode.
Nothing?
I'm aware of his reputation, but I've not actually seen any of it.
Gypsy, have you seen any Astro Boy?
Yeah, my dad was like, you got to watch this. I'm pretty sure it is the 80s version. He's like, because, you know, it's amazing. And I was like, all right, sure. I watched like an episode or two, didn't like it, and remembered strategically that I was grounded and wasn't allowed to watch any TV shows. So, you know.
So you actively avoided it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll see. And Angus, have you seen Astro Boy before? Or?
I saw a couple of episodes when I was a kid. I don't know what era of Astro Boy it was. I've since seen the movie, but...
Was it computer generated?
Possibly. I don't remember it being 3D. I actually remember it being 2D.
Okay.
I think the newer one was 2D as well, but it was just that little bit slicker.
Yeah.
It's a bit early for 3D. I can't remember.
Yeah.
See, I thought I'd seen the movie, the new one that had come out, but then I was like, hang on a minute, no, that's just Speed Racer.
Speed Racer was another one I enjoyed when I was a kid, and I still haven't seen the Speed Racer movie.
It's terrible.
I know, and I didn't hear good things, and I didn't hear great things about the Astro Boy movie as well, just because I think a lot of people in my age bracket, I guess, would have found it sacrilegious. Yeah. But I watched it through her eyes, and she really loved it.
Okay. I quite enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I remember watching it. I remember being confused because I'd only seen a couple of episodes when I was younger of Astro Boy. I vaguely remember the father being the bad guy and making more robots to try and stop Astro Boy or something like that.
Ooh, in the TV series?
Yeah.
I don't know. And there's differences between the movie and the TV show. I'm not sure whether he pops back up in the 80s TV show, but in the beginning it's like he's got the best intentions, but he's just trying to bring back his son. And I think he's expecting this robot to just, because he looks like his son, to just magically be his son, and it doesn't work
doesn't
like
work.
That.
Funnily, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Tezuka came up with quite a few things. New Treasure Island, 1947. That was a manga comic. But he also did Princess Knight, Kimba the White Lion. Blackjack, Phoenix, Buddha, all of which won lots of awards and things.
Didn't they say The Lion King's pretty much a rip-off of Kimba?
Yeah.
We're not allowed to say that. But everybody knows it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, I guess we'll go off, watch Astro Boy, and we'll let you know what we think when we get back.
Fingers crossed.
Soaring high in the skies, eating his small but only in size, Astro Boy.
Okay, and that was Astro Boy. So what were the episodes we were just watching there?
That was The Greatest Robot in the World, Parts 1 and 2.
Right, and...
which is episodes 23 and 24 of the first season.
Of the first season, 1980.
Yeah, so we were weighing up whether we should do those two episodes or whether we do the first two episodes of the actual show, which is The Birth of Astro Boy and The Robot Circus. But we figured this one probably shows his... I don't know, more facets to him, like his humanity, whereas the other one's like origin story, so...
Yeah, this was a bit of a duel or a championship kind of thing where you had the robot Bruton that was trying to kill all the other greatest robots in the world only to find out that physical strength wasn't the only thing.
That's it.
And I guess what's different to this than other sort of sci-fi?
I think what appealed to me when I watched this as a child is, the humanity of the robots. It wasn't your typical action. They're just you know, shows of the day like your Transformers and Voltron and stuff, where it was all like, you know, action. What did you call it with the Doctor Who episode? Captain Strongjaw saving the day and, you know, biffing up the bad guys. There was a bit more of a complexity to his stories, you know. And and sometimes like this, it's like he could just biff the bad guy and win the day. And he could have not turned him on in the first episode and it would have all been over and a lot of lives would have been saved. But he chose to do the right thing rather than just killing the bad guy and being done with it. Yeah.
And he wins over the robot.
That's it.
Is influenced by him and helps him save the town. So you kind of feel all along that the robot's not really bad. He's just been programmed to fight.
And he's like, I have to be a robot. I have to be a fighter.
You feel sorry for that robot all the way through. There's a little bit of a feeling that he's not, you know, he's got compassion for the girl. He shows that he actually cares. So there's a little bit of emotion in that robot that gives you a sense that he could be good if he hadn't been programmed to be bad. It's not his fault. And you feel sorry for the robot right from almost the offset.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's like you don't need to. And that was the whole thing from the very beginning. They're like, if you see Astro, tell him not to fight him. Like, that's an option, you know, whereas a lot of these other shows, that's never an option.
No.
I think one of the things that used to always crack me up about this show was, he was this strong, battling boy robot that could beat up all of the bad guys, but he always looked like he was about to cry. So he's got this, with the big anime eyes, and he's like, no, Dr. Elephant. Yeah.
I love the laser beams.
Which ones?
They come out of everywhere, don't they?
Like his bottom.
It was all very cheesy, though, wasn't it? It's all extremely cheesy. Just, it's got that innocence to it that Japanese cartoons, or at least the early ones, always had, and a bit of an innocence about it.
And when we did the Cowboy Bebop episode, to me, it's like, that's anime. That was my first influence with anime. And
Angus, what did you think of?
I did enjoy it. It was good. I'm now dubious as to whether or not I watched the 2003 show or if it was that. I honestly don't know.
I think it was 2003.
Yeah, but it literally just felt pretty much the same. There wasn't any differences that I could pick up on. I didn't see much of the 2003 one, to be fair. But yeah, it felt like Astro Boy. That I was familiar with.
Astro Boy is quite an icon in pop culture. It's often used just in iconography on, I don't know, cars and all sorts of strange things.
Yeah.
And on aircraft, you see Astro Boy sort of splayed over. So I guess it's that beginning of anime that, you know, really influenced the rest of what we now see.
One of my memories was, so I watched it as a kid, loved it as a kid, and then in the late 90s, we had a Japanese exchange student who was being hosted by one of my friends, and she used to hang out with us, and she was fantastic. And one day, it was around that time, just before that kawaii culture really hit from Japan. It was just, now it's everywhere, but back then it was like such a big deal to see some of this kind of cool Japanese culture kind of slipping through. And I remember one day trying to explain to her, I was like, oh, there's this Japanese show I watched when I was a kid and I loved it. And she's going, what is it? I'm like, Astro Boy. She's like, I don't know what Astro Boy is. And I'm like, so I'm trying to explain. And I'm going, he wears black undies, you know, red FMBs, we used to call them back in the day. And, you know, the black hair. And she's like, oh. And that's when she was the one who told me about this Tetsuwan Tomo. But what, 20 years or 15 years, it kind of disappeared off the map for me. But it's such an iconic character now. I kind of think, I don't know how I could possibly forget that it existed.
Well, talking about people who've never seen Astro Boy before, Alex, what did you think?
No, I've never watched it before.
You've never seen it anyway. So what's your first impression?
Compared to what America was doing at the time, where basically it's good versus evil and they're fighting each other to sell toys. Yeah, I think the Han is kind of really interesting. Like the fact that both Rutan and Astro Boy having good moral senses, and therefore he's fighting because he's been commanded to do so, and Astro's limiting him in order to save his life and save everybody else's. So it's kind of that moral centre that I don't really see in American content from that era. I mean, some of it was very, very cheesy at the end, but it's basically like the huge monologue at the end of like, remember all the robots who died because of this. It's like, but everything else, basically, they've had that. It's so tied to, you know, the morals and the honour of these characters. It's kind of an interesting change of pace. Instead of the character does evil because they're evil, and the reason why they're fighting is because we must defeat them to stop the evil things happening. Mm-hmm. Is that it's more duty-bound?
It is a standard thing in sci-fi, though, to have big battles like that, and the ones that lost are just forgotten about entirely.
Yeah.
And you never hear about them again. So at least they did do that sort of epitaph of...
Yeah.
And, Gypsy, what did you think? You didn't like the original. What do you think now?
I like the art style. That was cool, but it felt very 80s.
It is very 80s.
I mean, I didn't hate it, but I don't think I'd go back and watch it.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd go back and watch it either. Yeah.
No.
It's one of those things that I'm glad it's out there and that it exists. And it's a fun little blast from the past, but...
What about the kids?
Yeah, I feel like it's something that would be like, oh, this existed once, and watch an episode to be nostalgic, and that's about it. So I've done that. It's good.
Now it's out of your system.
Yeah.
Well, I was the same. I never really, you know, picked it back up again. And then when she was at an age, I don't even know how we got onto it, but I was like, oh, let's introduce you to Astro Boy. And found all of the episodes on YouTube and she just took to it. So it's a bit of a strange thing for me too. I never thought I'd get back into it so many years down the track.
I'll admit, watching Mackenzie's reaction to something that she's already seen and still loving it was actually quite endearing, and I did like it more because of that.
It's funny.
Before you went crazy.
A few weeks ago we went and saw the new Wonder Woman movie, Wonder Woman 1984, and that was because Mackenzie is a massive Wonder Woman fan. Wonder Woman?
Okay, calm down.
What did you think of the movie?
Awesome!
She thought it was awesome. And it was interesting, we went with some friends of ours and then they talked to other people after the fact and everyone was going, oh, that movie was rubbish, how bad was that movie? And they're like, no, actually, because we watched it with a six-year-old who's obsessed with Wonder Woman and it made it such an awesome experience for us. We enjoyed it, watching it through her eyes and seeing how excited she was to be there in the cinema watching it. And I think Astro Boy's probably a little bit like that. It's like you'd watch that by yourself, you'd be like, oh,
well, I think this is a slight tangent, but an interesting thing that got brought up that I'd watched recently was the way that DC does all of their female heroes. So DC versus Marvel, DC is actually greater in that respect because, like, Black Widow in all the movies is just kind of posing.
Yeah.
She's a pose, and all of the women have, like, they exist and are tied into male stories and, like, their male counterparts and stuff. Whereas in DC, it's like, hey, Birds of Prey, Wonder Woman, very heavily girl power sort of movies. And I feel like until that's made apparent to you, you don't appreciate the movies anywhere near as much because you're just like, yeah, okay, sure, it's just another chick doing a thing. But in reality, like, she's boss, and there's really no major tie-ins with other male superheroes. It's just the fact that they live in the same universe.
That's it.
That's literally all it is. And yeah, anyway,
yeah.
I just wanted to, because that was a cool thing.
Kenzie's definitely a DC fan more than a Marvel fan.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, loves Wonder Woman. And we watched Captain Marvel and she liked Captain Marvel, but yeah, definitely a Wonder Woman fan, aren't you?
She watched Xena Warrior Princess.
You like Xena?
Xena's, it is?
Yes, it's on our list there somewhere.
I've had a recommendation from someone on the forum as to which episode we should watch. A Kiwi, so he's...
I would be 100% keen in throwing in one of mine as Xena if we wanted to replace, because she's boss. I grew up with her. She was like
Xena's
an idol.
Yeah.
What did you think of Astro Boy?
Yeah, Justin?
Oh, it had that tournament style that as a storyline, I thought the storyline was a little bit thin. But, you know, overall, I guess it's just not entirely just pure tournament. For example, if you watch the kid that goes around...
What,
Dragon Ball Z?
Dragon Ball Z, you know. It's like that. It's a Japanese...
That could be Dragon Ball
Z. Chai powder.
Ki.
Naruto.
Naruto.
Oh,
I know it's chi, but at the same time, chai powder is like terrible. It's a sin.
Okay, so I'm thinking of Naruto. Naruto is just pure, even though they tell their backstories and this kind of thing, it's just pure tournament. Yeah. And it's got no heart at all, whereas at least this had changing minds and things like that.
This reminded me a lot of The Iron Giant too.
I've never seen it,
it's supposed to be really good. Lovely. But it's got to be simple for kids, and they did that. That was good. I think as an adult, it's something to watch for, just like Gypsy said, it's sort of memorabilia. But for kids, lots of fun.
Obviously, we could see that.
We could see
it. Loving it.
Yeah, we had a
just
so I think if I were to have grandkids around, that, you know, my kids are slightly grown up now, they're sitting at the table with us, but if we had grandkids around, definitely this would be something you'd put in front of them, you know, at an early age.
And it's interesting how many of those retro shows have all, they've come back again, or kids are rediscovering them. Like, she was watching Scooby-Doo the other day, and you know, she there's a movie called Scoob that's out at the moment she was watching, and My Little Pony and Care Bears. And
My Little Pony and Care Bears have never gone away. I just want you to know this fact now, because there is a massive cult following of crazy people
who
argue. Yes, the Bronies, and there's another one for the Care Bears as well.
Oh, another one for Care Bears.
I remember being in.
This is worse than Bronies.
Oh, really?
Yes, I remember being in high school, like 18 years old, doing a Secret Santa, and this one girl just wanted Care Bears, and I'm like, you're almost an adult.
So you compared to that collecting Playmobil?
No, it's I still feel the same way.
I just try to think, because I've seen a lot of content which nobody should see regarding My Little Pony. Wondering how that's worse somehow with Care Bears.
Well, I feel like making a Care Bear furry suit would definitely be worse. You can get Care Bear onesies as well. So
onesies are different from
furry costumes.
Yeah, but they're budget furries.
Yeah, okay.
What's on the other? Smurfs? Smurfs is big. Like, she loves Smurfs again. And I'm like, this was around when I was a kid.
Sailor Moon, is that back yet?
Yeah, Sailor Moon's around.
Did that ever go?
No, they're making stuff. But it's mostly been in Japanese.
Here's an interesting idea. I mean, kids, you know, you've got a 4 or 5 year old kid, or, you know, 7 or something. They haven't seen...
Just pick a number.
A kid hasn't seen that much in their background. So, you know, in terms of bringing old stuff forward and showing it to them, it's not as if it's aged as far as they're concerned.
That's it.
They are looking at it with fresh eyes, and sure, they have seen some stuff that's been updated and things like that. And, you know, so how much do you think that these things need to be updated versus how much they actually are? You know, I mean, so we get continual new stuff, and
I feel like they do need to be updated because what, like back in the 80s and in the 70s and stuff, you were dealing with completely different social norms. Whereas
car solos and the
And also, you probably would think twice about having the enemy be a sheikh of some Middle Eastern country.
Whereas, like, now you've got, like, really serious things that kids have to deal with at young ages. Like, you've got the whole, I have two parents that are of the same sex, and apparently that's a problem to the rest of society. So there are TV shows that address these sorts of things. And so updating Astro Boy so that it's relevant? 100%. 100%.
This scene... fun, but not relevant.
Yes, and I think that's the big thing. Like, that was relevant for its time, probably somehow, but times change.
A message in this, though, that is timeless, and which is about aggression and strength.
Yeah.
So this, more so than Thunderbirds, I felt was more dated than this.
Oh, much more.
That was a lot older, though, too, wasn't it?
What
year was that Thunderbirds episode?
70s?
Oh, that was 70s, and this is like 1980.
So it is earlier, but not earlier than the original series.
And really, was there a lesson with the Thunderbirds? Because the kids did the right thing, and the adults were being the pains in the butts.
There was no lesson.
There was no lesson in the end. It was a pseudo lesson. It wasn't really a lesson at all.
The Australian stereotypes for both were a little bit concerning, but, you know, hey, look, the robot.
I thought it was no accent with it, though. Astro Boy, it was just like...
Yeah, because I guess the American dubbing didn't want to try and waste time
trying to deal with it. Yeah.
They were struggling enough to get the Japanese to English, like, never mind trying to get an Australian accent happening.
Yeah, it's because I watch some anime, and I'm kind of more the nerdy side of watching it in the original Japanese and having subtitles. And so some of the dubbing was quite well, apart from the girl who sounds like she was in her 20s.
Yeah,
because I just know that the budget for doing dubs of anime isn't exactly that big, and therefore try and actually handle that and still have the same emotional scale and well written.
And back then as well, which, you know, that would have been early dubbing type of thing.
At least it wasn't like an adult putting on like a really high-pitched, oh no, sort of thing. Like, I don't think I could watch that. Yeah.
Okay, so any more?
Well, Mackenzie, this was your pick, right?
Yeah, and this is my last
No, no, it's not your last one. I was joking. I was joking.
Because you ate all the popcorn. It's you not really your last episode. No, no.
You
darling.
Are always welcome to come back.
So, Mackenzie, was this your favourite episode that you've seen?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Cool.
How come? What?
Was it, hang on, was it your favourite episode? I thought you said the circus one was your favourite.
Do you just like all of them?
Oh, I thought it was about my postcard.
Oh, this podcast is your favourite episode.
Oh.
I mean,
but is the Astro Boy episode your favourite episode?
Oh, I love both.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She just loves all of them. Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, I'm better making favourites, and if she's just still 7 years old and trying to experience the world, I guess everything is her favourite now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you've watched, like, the new stuff and the old stuff, right? So yeah. You've watched this and you've watched the newer stuff. Do you prefer the newer stuff?
I love a lot of stuff.
So do you prefer the movie or the TV show?
I like this type.
Yeah, you prefer the TV show?
Because then he fights more.
Oh, he fights more than in the movie, hey? Mm-hmm. I thought he fought quite a bit in the movie, but, you know.
You're wrong.
I'm wrong. But then this episode was, like you said, it was a very tournament-based episode.
Yeah. Which, if I mentioned to the listeners, she was basically dancing during the outro credits.
Not just the outro, the background music as well for the episodes.
Yeah.
There were wiggles and dances.
Mm-hmm.
And there was flying through the intro, which was impressive. Didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, she's been a bundle of energy since high school.
Yeah. Except for when we start talking to the podcast, and then you just don't laugh. You
so,
know
Angus, what was your score for this one?
I'm gonna put you in
that. I really don't know with this one because it's sitting in that weird category where, yeah, it's okay, it's fun. I wouldn't go back and watch it. Maybe something, I don't know, that I used to like with that sort of same mentality, but I really just,
yeah.
I suppose, ice cream. But I don't like ice cream too much, so that works for me, but.
Maybe some kind of obscure lolly. Used to eat
frozen
like,
yogurt?
No, that's
a musk stick or something that you loved as a kid, but you wouldn't go back and really eat as an adult.
Yeah, icy poles. So Zupa Dupas.
Ah.
We call Zupa Dupas recently, and it's just food coloring and water. They're really overhyped from when I was a child.
Yeah, they're really gross.
Remembered well, but you didn't like
Kenzie,
them.
Kenzie, Angus just rated this Zupa Dupa.
Is that?
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad.
Why?
It's yummy.
Yeah, you love Zupa Dupas, so why would that be a bad thing?
I said this show's like a Zupa Dupa. I don't know.
I think she's just stormed off. No.
So do you agree? You agree that it's a Zupa Dupa show?
Okay, I think you're done, kid. That was anarchy.
Okay, and
a Zupa Dupa and a Australian thing.
I think so, yeah.
Like a long, skinny, icy pole, isn't it?
Yeah,
but
you
it's
cut
like,
your mouth
that
off.
Gives you scars.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you cut the top off, but then it's always got
and
those
you
little
just
sharp
squeeze,
edges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Squeeze it out, and you always cut your mouth off.
Icy pole is an Australian term, too. I think they call them ice lollies in England.
Oh, and ice
England's
in
weird because it's candy floss in America as well, and I think it's candy floss.
No, candy floss is fairy floss.
Fairy floss.
What do we call it here, Kenzie? We call it fairy floss.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what were you calling it for a while?
Candy floss.
Oh, American TV's
are you calling
that.
It candy floss, were you? Or cotton candy.
Cotton candy is what it's called,
She was calling it cotton candy, and I had to shut that down, just like she started calling nappies diapers, and I was like, what?
Yeah. America's ruining the English language.
Yeah. So that was Cop TV Club watching Astro Boy, and everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Now
bye.
You can say anything you want.
Astro Boy.
Okay.
Astro Boy.
Oh,
hi.
Hi.